You're tuned in to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update, where we feed you no chit-chat news about Ubuntu and free software. You can find more information like this at www.fullcirclemagazine.org.
Spectre and Meltdown are never going to give you up while they continue to let you down. Red Hat and Oracle rush to the scene, but still remain impotent in the matter. While many Meltdown patches are available, a final solution for this set of vulnerabilities still relies on obtaining correct microcode from the CPU vendors. Monitoring and compliance tools have been hinted by Red Hat and Oracle, but it is likely premature to deploy. As fixes roll out, Cloud Linux's Kernel Care service promises to fix Meltdown and Spectre flaws without reboots. This live patching service will prevent exploitation of these vulnerabilities with minimal interruptions to the server. This service will also be available for Ubuntu in the near future. We will continue to report on these potential attacker exploits as the news continues. If you're on the other side of computer security, then Kali Linux 2018.1 has been released for ethical hackers. Offensive Security, the developer of Kali Linux, decided to switch to a rolling release model in 2016. This latest release has AMD secure memory encryption and kernel patches for the aforementioned vulnerabilities. Many projects continue to work hard to protect against potential data leaks. On the flip side, users may start offering some anonymous data to Canonical in upcoming Ubuntu installations. The company that started Ubuntu has long struggled with obtaining accurate diagnostics in order to develop and deliver a better product. The latest attempt to solve this issue will be to enable a, quote, send diagnostics information to help improve Ubuntu, end quote, option in the installer by default. However, many hope that this data collection plan would be opt-in rather than opt-out.
For the last decade, the mobile market has been under complete lockdown. After Canonical dropped the Ubuntu Touch project, other communities jumped at the chance to throw their hats in the ring. Ubuntu Touch was revived by the UbiPorts project, and the Purism Librem 5 campaign reinvigorated the mobile hardware dream. But there's also KDE's Plasma Mobile, which is working with UbiPorts and the Ubuntu Touch codebase. Author Jack Wallen thinks that Plasma Mobile could be the next big thing. The choice still remains to be seen. More on KDE and hardware. The KDE Slimbook 2 Ultrabook provides a lot of power and a great price point. Starting at 699 euros, the Ultrabook promises to be up to 15% faster than its predecessor. Customers will be able to purchase the KDE Slimbook 2 with the options of Ubuntu, Kubuntu, Ubuntu Mate, or other operating systems. In applications, Skype, the popular but proprietary VoIP software, has now a snap version of the application. The containerized app can be installed easily on Ubuntu. Some are wary of Microsoft's new and apparent love for GNU/Linux systems. Just like its namesake, the Opera browser has attracted a specific clientele. However, Opera 51 has just been released and has been observed to be 38% faster than Firefox Quantum 58. Opera 51 is based on Chromium 64 and contains new navigation features and crypto-jacking tools. It is available now on all major desktop operating systems. And speaking of browsers, a new Safe for Kids browser has been released for Ubuntu Touch. Jade Diamond is a lightweight browser that gives parents control over their children's browsing habits.
You've been listening to the Full Circle Magazine Weekly News Audiocast Update. Be sure to tune in next time. special thanks to Arnfried Valbrecht for content creation.